I would write an article about taking a sub bug all the way to Hayman Island, finding a friendly manta ray, and doing effectively a comparative test drive. Now, any sane, rational person might say that that was a thoroughly stupid idea, and indeed a lot of them did. However, this is that article. A comparative test drive between an underwater, propeller-driven, blue and yellow, one-person sub-bug and a giant manta ray. Did it work out? Guess. The sheer, fatuous unreality of the idea struck me forcibly as we watched the huge, 40-kilogram silver box containing the sub-bug being wheeled across the tarmac at Hamilton Island Airport. There was, I realized, a huge difference between telling people in England that I was going to Australia to do a comparative test drive between a sub-bug and a manta ray, and telling people in Australia that I'd come to do a comparative test drive, etc. I suddenly felt like an extremely idiotic Englishman whom everyone would hate and despise and point at and snigger about and make fun of. My wife Jane calmly explained to me that I always became completely paranoid when I had jet lag, and why didn't I just have a drink and relax? Hamilton Island looks like a pretty good example of what not to do to a beautiful subtropical island on the edge of one of the great wonders of the natural world, which is to cover it with hideous high-rise junk architecture and sell beer and T-shirts and also picture postcards of how beautiful it used to be before all the postcard shops arrived. However, we would only be there for a few minutes. Sitting waiting for us at the jetty by the small airport was the Sun Goddess, which was the sort of glamorous, gleaming white boat that James Bond always seemed to spend an inordinate amount of time on, considering he was actually supposed to be a civil servant. It had been sent to meet guests going on to Hayman Island, and was the first indication of how much the place had changed. We were ushered graciously aboard. One attendant offered us glasses of champagne, while another stood guard by the sliding glass doors which led into the air-conditioned interior. His job was to push them open for us. He explained that this had become necessary because, unfortunately, the doors didn't open automatically when you approached them, and some of their Japanese visitors would often just stand in front of them for whole minutes, getting increasingly bewildered and panic-stricken, until someone slid them open by hand. The journey took about an hour, streaking effortlessly over the dark and gleaming sea under a brilliant sun. Smaller, lush green islands slid past us in the distance. I watched the long wake of water folding back into the sea behind us, sipped my champagne, and thought of an old bridge that I knew in Sturminster Newton in Dorset. It still has a cast-iron notice bolted to it that warns anyone thinking of damaging or defacing the bridge in any way that the penalty is transportation to Australia. Now, Sturminster Newton is a lovely town, but it astonishes me that the bridge is still standing. Jane, who is much better at reading guidebooks than me, I always read them on the way back to see what I missed, and it's often quite a shock, discovered something wonderful in the book that she was reading.